Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Hello again, everybody. Tomorrow is New Jersey primary day. In the special election to fill the late Frank Lautenberg's U.S. Senate seat, we've invited all four Democratic candidates to come back on the program today for about 7 or 8 minutes apiece to make some closing arguments. Happy to say they have all accepted. So we'll check in with each of them briefly now. And we remind all the candidates that since these are short interviews, even though you're auditioning for the Senate, no filibusters. And we begin with Newark Mayor Cory Booker. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you so much, Brian. It's good to be back on.
So I've got four questions for each of you. The first two are the same for everyone. If you move from City Hall, in your case, to the U.S. Senate, what's the one biggest impact you would like to have on foreign policy and one on domestic policy? Can you name one of each?
Absolutely. You know, we need to start talking about in Washington issues of the most disadvantaged. And people need to realize that issues of financial security and child poverty are central to the success of all of us as a country. And so when we don't have enough voices, there's only been 20 people since 1789 that have ever gone from being a mayor to being a United States senator. And I hope to bring a voice really that focuses on empowering the disadvantaged and working on issues of poverty and economic security, both for kids as well as elders. And
so,
then in foreign policy, look, I think the biggest issue of foreign policy that's affecting us is our fear of terrorism and how it's pushing us into what I believe is unwarranted spying on American people. So our worries about foreign policy is making us undermine our Fourth Amendment and our right to privacy. And there's not enough of a congressional check. Obviously, we need to work on stopping foreign terrorism, but there's not enough of a domestic check in Congress on unwarranted spying, and not enough of a check on Congress on the FISA courts. And the situation right now of having our most conservative judge be the one that appoints folks is unacceptable to me. So Congress has got to be a lot more active as we fight against terrorism. And it's important as a mayor that has to deal with security every day. It's critical that we deal with security issues, but we cannot undermine the privacy of America.
And that was actually going to be the second issue that I was going to raise for you and all your opponents. President Obama announced reforms in his Friday news conference to the NSA surveillance program. And it kind of indicates that while the president considers Edward Snowden a traitor, the president also acknowledges that Snowden revealed something troubling about Obama administration policy. So are there specific reforms that you would like to see in the collection of phone call and internet metadata?
Yeah, there's a lot of reforms, very specifically. We need to reform the Patriot Act. Unfortunately, both of my opponents voted for it. In Congress, the two Congress people, and we've got to make sure that everything from our library records to what I see as unwarranted searches stops. We need to reform, as I said, the FISA courts. We need to reform the way Congress has oversight over executive searches, and we need to obviously deal with the NSA metadata collection and make sure we reform it in a way that can affirm our urgent interest in public safety, but frankly, does not allow the kind of chill on privacy that I see even amongst my friends who are afraid, even in academic inquiry, to make certain internet searches for fears of triggering a government intrusions into their privacy.
A question for you specifically. The New York Times reported a story last week on your involvement with a tech startup called Waywire. It said you helped raise $1.75 million in venture capital for the company, including from some investors who would also donate to your campaign. It also said you failed to disclose on your original disclosure form that you sit on Waywire's board or that you own more than $1 million of Waywire stock. Should the public not be troubled by your late disclosure or the mingling of your business interests with campaign donations?
Well, first of all, understand that Congressman Holt hasn't even filed a disclosure yet in this campaign. And so that's, to me, unacceptable. They were due back in May. He hasn't filed them. And both Congressman Pallone and I amended our disclosures, and that's something the New York Times failed to admit, which was the fact that nobody caught it. We filed, and then we quickly realized that we didn't disclose it. And then finally, this company has been written about over 100 times. It was announced a year or two ago, before I even thought about running for the United States Senate. So we just invested in an idea. I believed in something that I thought was very, very good. Helped to get a small business off the ground, an early stage tech startup company. We've agreed that should I go to the United States Senate, just like I have done in City Hall, we're not going to just follow their ethics rule. We're actually going to raise the bar. And I said, I'm going to step off the board, put holdings in a private trust. So for us right now, we just want everybody to be held to the same standard. We don't know what's going on in Holt's, in Congressman Holt's records, because he has not filed a disclosure in his campaign. And obviously, Congressman Pallone and I both have seen the need to amend our records to make them as accurate as possible. In Newark, what we've done from the time I walked into, and everybody in the campaign knows that we are a city known for crime and corruption in our politics, and we came in and we said enough is enough. We're going to raise the bar, raise the standards, change the ethics laws, put in an inspector general. So anybody who knows me from New Jersey knows that I've been a politician and an elected official that has actually held myself up to the highest ethics standards and change the environment that I'm in. It's my belief that down in Congress, where you still have Congress people allowed to speculate on stocks and do a lot of things, that we need to change the ethical standards there. Not only will I lift the bar myself should I become a United States Senator, but I'm going to hopefully help people make the kind of reforms, from campaign finance reforms to even the practices of senators themselves, to make sure that that every senator should be above the appearance of impropriety.
And last question, Mayor Booker, just say anything you want to our listeners about why you think you would make the best senator for New Jersey. How would you represent New Jersey's interests in Washington, D.C.?
Well, first and foremost, we have the lowest rated Congress in generations, and their inability to get things done, the bipartisan gridlock, is something that should have us all frustrated in New Jersey. And I say, if people are satisfied with what they're getting out of Congress, stick with the guys that have been down there for 40 years in a failed system. I really do believe that we don't need no more Washington experience in Washington. We need a different kind of experience in Washington. And I've got a record in Newark of working across parties and bringing people together to achieve uncommon results in an American inner city. And in addition to that, not only will I be working in Washington, but unlike my people I'm running against in Congress, I found a way to be creative, innovative, in getting things done in the city. So I'm not going to wait for Congress to act to work with Camden to help them get a police foundation. I'm not going to wait for Congress to act to work with Trenton on improving their public schools like we've done in Newark. I'm not going to wait for Congress to act to help Patterson and Passaic get better returns on their earned income tax credit money. These are innovations that I've done in Newark that had nothing to do with my statutory job as mayor. But we need today more than ever, leaders are going to focus on getting things done and driving change. And I've been a change agent in Newark, and I hope with the voters' support, I can be a change agent not only in Washington, but in the kind of leadership, hands-on, get-things-done leadership that New Jersey deserves.
Mayor Cory Booker, thanks for a few minutes on this day before the election. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. All the best to you.
And that interview with Cory Booker recorded earlier this morning. The rest of the candidates will join us live now as we continue with all four Democrats in the New Jersey primary tomorrow to fill the late Frank Lautenberg Senate seat, about 7 minutes each.